Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 24, praying for refugees and displaced families. In our current era, we witness an unprecedented number of refugees who have been forcibly displaced from their homelands, becoming strangers and wanderers in unfamiliar places. Over the past decade, the global refugee crisis has more than doubled, reaching a staggering 100 million people displaced worldwide, including 30.51 million refugees, as reported by the UNHCR in 2022. Many of these individuals had to flee their homes due to extremists seizing control through force and violence, subjecting them to perilous and challenging journeys. The prophet Isaiah urged the people of Israel to extend care to the poor wanderers who are vulnerable in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 7. Many children, women, and the elderly face extreme conditions during their travels, often encountering hostility even in their new places of refuge. Migration to a new land brings the difficulty of adapting to a different language, culture, and climate. Refugee camps, while established to provide shelter, often lack basic infrastructure, leaving inhabitants struggling for survival. Those who have lost homes and belongings grapple with painful memories. Drawing parallels from the scriptural narrative, the people of Israel experienced displacement. Dwelling in Egypt for nearly 400 years and later taken to the land God had promised. When they disobeyed God, they were taken as prisoners to Babylon. God's foreknowledge, revealed to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, underscores His divine sovereignty and plan for every nation and tribe. The promised land could only be occupied after four generations, as God stated, "The sins of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." All the people who started from Egypt, except Joshua and Caleb, did not end up in the promised land, and their bodies lay scattered in the wilderness. These are not easily comprehensible to all, but to trust God is at work behind many of these crises and moves is important. While the complexities of displacement may seem as events of world history, to trust God at work, guided by His justice, is crucial. As we intercede for the global refugee crisis and the families enduring these struggles, may these moments become opportunities to experience God in new ways. Their needs in the new land must be met, and may God lead their generations to know Him and grow in faith. There are many reports of God's encounter in refugee camps, assuring of a glorious Savior who cares for them. As aliens and strangers in this world, we all look for a glorious land to make our permanent dwelling. Let the vision of that holy city in which we will dwell with the Lord be the motivation and the true refuge for all the displaced refugee communities across the globe. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, sovereign over nations and tribes, we acknowledge that You understand the pain of refugees, even when we cannot fully comprehend their situation and crisis. As the God of generations, You are sovereign over every human situation that includes our displacements from our comfort zones, even as seen in the history of your people, Israel. We entrust these families to your care and love. May those in refugee camps encounter Jesus miraculously, strengthening their faith for a blessed future in the land you've brought them to. May their miseries be heard by you as you heard the cry of your people in Egypt and give them hope and deliverance. We lift your name as you are the only refuge who can establish these families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.